Sam, what is it from your perspective that's going on that causes those of us that were not maybe a part of it, right in the middle of it, to in 16 years back away and now consider a truthful statement to be hate speech?
Well, Dave, that is, I think it goes to the very, very heart of what we are seeing throughout our media generally. And it's not necessarily the source of political correctness, but it is wrapped up into it. But if we recall, we've talked about a lot in this program, after 9/11 occurred, President Bush went on the air and he made it very, very clear, don't get upset about Islam. This was only a small cadre. These were outliers. These were fanatics within Islam. They do not reflect Islam, a peaceful religion. Remember, we talked about that. And as we've had former Muslims on this program said, the first historical account of any leader making a statement ever linking Islam with peace was George Bush. Because Islam means submission. Nothing about it is peaceful, ever. And that's not what they promise, and that's not what they go for. So from that day, Dave, until now, we have witnessed perhaps the grandest implementation of, I think, strategic propaganda foisted upon us, integrated by the Muslim Brotherhood, Council on American Islamic Affairs, CARE, the ones that were behind a lot of the hate speech that was coming your way after the billboard was put up. This has permeated the halls of Congress. It has permeated government. It has permeated the media so that anyone who says anything negative about Islam or connecting a jihadist to Islam is to say we are making a wrong conclusion and that's a lie. Dave, the fact of the matter is it's a lie to believe that Islam is peaceful. That we are being victimized by a propaganda and the withholding of truth, Dave. The truth from the media, withholding of truth from those in government who are afraid to say it like it is, and a withholding of truth from the majority of the pulpits in America who are afraid to lay it out like it is. That's why you can be now these many years past 9/11 and have so many stand up and say how terrible, although a week, a month, or maybe 6 months past 9/11, it would have been just a statement of fact.